Good morning, this is Vivek and Eden with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, rising property prices in southeast Queensland have begun to cause a reversal in the COVID-era exodus from southern states for affordable housing. The federal government's expansion of the 5% deposit scheme in 2025 had reportedly caused sellers to increase the price on properties by the percentage, with some places in Ipswich rising from $600,000 to $800,000. House guarantees granted in the scheme have also underrepresented in Queensland, with only 13% of the total grants issued since October having been in the Greater Brisbane area.
In more local news, amphetamine use in Queensland had reached a record high, with wastewater testing showing an increase of 720 kilograms from last year. The report tests for the presence of meth, ice, MDMA and heroin present in Australian wastewater systems. It found a nationwide increase in the use of ice, with Queensland reporting the second highest increase out of any state and territory. Testing also suggested an increase in the use of MDMA and ketamine in regional areas, despite significant seizures of illicit drugs by police. Now in national news, Australia's most prestigious music award show was in full swing last night, with Amel and the Sniffers walking away with three more trophies to their name. The Sniffers were the biggest winners of the night, scoring the peer-reviewed APRA Song of the Year and Most Performed Rock Work for their song Jerkin' It, as well as Songwriter of the Year. Emily Waramara also walked away with her first APRA award, with Best Emerging Songwriter. This year celebrated 100 years of APRA, which stands for the Australasian Performing Rights Association, and had memorial performances for the late founder of Midnight Oil, Rob Hurst, by the presets featuring Peter Garrett.
And in more national news, six police officers have been sanctioned in Western Australia over their treatment of a man in their custody who later died in prison, after the ABC revealed a constable laughed at news of his death. Linton Ryan died in his cell at a Calgary prison in April 2025. He was on remand, charged with aggravated assault, occasioning bodily harm, after police allege he tried to strangle his partner. The constable stood aside while WA police conducted an internal investigation, prompted by ABC's inquiries, and apologized to Linton's mother, Lynette McIntyre. WA police have confirmed the officer has been given a managerial sanction and has resumed work. Another five officers, including a supervisor, also received sanctions in relation to custody procedures, a WA police spokesperson said. And in international news, the man accused of attempting to assassinate US President Donald Trump armed himself with weapons and took a selfie in his hotel room before the attack, court documents say. Prosecutors revealed further details about the case against Cole Thomas Allen, 31, in documents arguing he should remain in custody ahead of the trial. Mr. Allen's lawyers, meanwhile, complained he had been restrained and caged during phone calls with his legal team, with jail staff and other lawyers able to listen in. He was, quote-unquote, armed to the teeth, the documents say. The weapons included a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun, a .38 caliber pistol, multiple knives and daggers, pilers, wire cutters, and a quote-unquote a significant amount of ammunition. Later on Wednesday, Mr. Allen's legal counsel filed an emergency motion for a prison visit. The motion argued Mr. Allen had been denied his right to a private consultation with defense lawyers. The court has not ruled on the motion.
And now for your weather today. Brisbane is being temperamental. There will be sun and rain. It's currently 21.9 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high bands. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Amphetamine Cowboy! Amphetamine Cowboy! Amphetamine Cowboy!